Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by DataPipe Managed IT Services, delivering a comprehensive suite of managed services, including implementing, securing, and scaling applications designed for mid-market and Fortune 1000 enterprises. DataPipe.com.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Today on the show, Memphis Soul. The legendary Stax label has recently been reactivated after being dormant for some 30 years. We'll hear about its remarkable history and come back shortly. But we begin today with one of that label's most legendary figures. Isaac Hayes is known to a generation as the voice of Shaft. To another generation, he's the voice of Chef on the animated series South Park. And on a small coastal region of Ghana, he is the voice of authority, as he was crowned king of a regional portion of that West African nation. But Isaac Hayes also helped create the sound of Memphis Soul, and he's kicking off a year-long campaign called Memphis Celebrates 50 Years of Soul. Isaac Hayes, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
So you got your start on the club circuit there in Memphis in the late 50s. First of all, was Stax Records a racially integrated label?
Yes, it was.
How important was that, would you say?
It was very important to be racially integrated. It was important.
Mm-hmm.
We sang, we played, we just have a ball, you know.
Okay. We're celebrating this year the 50th anniversary of Stax Records, which featured bands like Booker T and the MGs and Sam and Dave and Otis Redding. You actually wrote a lot of their hit songs before you became a star in your own right. Songs like Soul Man and Hold On, I'm Coming. You grew up, as I understand it, you grew up poor. How did you get access to, say, a piano? I mean, how did you become a piano player?
Play piano, you know. David Porter was responsible for me at Stax.
Mm-hmm.
David
Porter, the song who co-wrote many of these songs,
right,
with you.
And I got to Stax about 61.
Uh huh.
And I started playing piano.
Uh huh. The thing is that at the time that Stax and Motown and all these other labels were focusing on 3-minute singles, you became the first black artist to actually follow the kind of psychedelic rock bands into doing long-form music. With your album Hot Buttered Soul in 1969. This included, you know, arrangements of songs by people like Jimmy Webb. You did a
Phoenix.
By the time I get to Phoenix, 18 minutes long. There, it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you were taking two risks here. One was the risk of obviously doing something that was way longer than most radio songs of the day. The other is a black artist interpreting a white guy's song. Did that even play into your decision to do this?
Yeah, that played into my decision. That time, records were like 2 minutes and 30 seconds, you know.
Right.
And so I stretched it out.
Yeah, you did.
Because I had something to say.
Mm-hmm.
What I had to say couldn't be said in 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, that you cry just to think I would really leave. But time after time after time after time and time again, I tried to tell her so. But she was a non-believer, and she didn't know that I would really go. She didn't believe I would really go.
We're speaking with Isaac Hayes. He's my guest on Soundcheck. Isaac, you had a stroke, I guess, just over a year ago. How's the recovery going?
It's going great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're out on the road. You're doing some touring a little bit these days.
Yeah.
And so the singing voice has never gone away and is now back for everyone to hear, because these short clips that we're hearing today are actually from a Stax reissue called Ultimate Isaac Hayes, Can You Dig It? How was it for you digging back into the vaults to revisit all this stuff?
It was fun. It was exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's something that you've done before. I mean, as I understand it, the hit theme song from Shaft, from the film in 1971, mm-hmm. you were digging into your archives already to create that famous intro, right? The hi-hat, the cymbal came from another song, and the guitar came from yet another piece of music.
Yeah.
What gave you the idea for doing this, the long intro to the song, and you know, just the whole way that that thing came together? It really became the soundtrack for many people of the early 70s.
Yeah. Well, like I said, what I had to say could not have been said in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So I just stretched it out. I didn't have an idea what's going on, but I just had a feeling.
Yeah. Well, let's hear a little bit of that famous opening song from the movie Shaft. My guest is Isaac Hayes.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? You're damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it? Cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about. Shaft. Right on. You see, this cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Shaft?
Then we can dig.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Shaft.
Isaac Hayes is my guest on Soundcheck today. He is taking part in this campaign called Memphis Celebrates 50 Years of Soul. It's also celebrating the 50th anniversary of the famed Stax record label. And Isaac, if people go to the Stax Museum of American mm-hmm. Soul Music there in Memphis,
mm-hmm.
they'll see stage costumes, they'll see that famous gold-trimmed peacock blue 1972 Cadillac that you used to tool around in.
Yeah.
With the white fur carpeting and the TV and the fridge. You have any nostalgia for that time and for the platform shoes and the big hair and all that? Well, you didn't have the big hair back then, but...
You know, it's good. It's good. It's just memories. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you had a lot of hit records with Stax before parting ways with them in the mid-70s. That didn't work out, it seemed, financially for them. They went bankrupt, and you declared bankruptcy a short time later.
Yeah.
You recovered a lot quicker than Stax did. How did that happen?
Well, just keep working.
Mm-hmm.
That's what does it.
And with you, I guess it was poor management and stuff. I mean, it's a fairly familiar, unfortunately, a familiar tale in the music world.
Yeah, poor management.
But then you diversified. So it's not just music. You've done some acting.
Yeah.
And the cookbooks and the barbecue sauce and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the restaurant, too.
Yeah. So, Isaac, how does it feel now to see Stax Records back in operation? They've reissued your stuff. How's that feel for you?
It's good. It's a good feeling.
And plans for, you know, new recordings, anything like that?
Yeah, this year I got a new album coming out.
When do we expect that?
In the fall.
In the fall?
Yeah.
Okay. So and was this recorded before you got sick? Or
Maybe some of it, but then I put some of the other two as well.
All right. So this really is kind of a return for you. I mean, this is going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
As is the 50th anniversary of Memphis Soul, the celebration goes on all year and is called Memphis Celebrates 50 Years of Soul. And we've been speaking with Isaac Hayes. And Isaac, thank you for spending some time with us on Soundcheck today.
Okay, thanks a lot.
If you see me walking down the street and I...
walk on by. Make believe that you don't.
Well, as we've been hearing, it's been 50 years since the legendary Stax record label launched in Memphis. Up next, we'll hear how it's now being reactivated this year from two insiders. And later on, New York-based band Pistolera performs live in our studio. This is Soundcheck.
Oh, baby, walk on by.
Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.